So let's welcome Michael. Will talk about using CRDTs for collaborative commenting on your favorite free software desktop word processor. You have to guess which one it is, or maybe you got it already. Let's welcome him with a round of applause.
First, I want to thank the Annett Foundation for the funding for this project, because otherwise it wouldn't be possible. We have worked on this for a little while, and I guess you all know the writer application that is a very famous desktop application. This 30 years old, it's very complex, has many features, and we wanted to explore as a prototype whether it's possible to enable some sort of collaborative editing in Writer using CRDTs. And you should not expect that this is perfectly working and so on. It's a prototype just to explore the possibility. And so how does it look like? This is an example here where we have two writers running on the same system connected over local socket. You can insert comments, edit comments, and format comments. So the main document itself is read-only, so you can only interact with the comments. This is Writer has too many features, and the comments have much fewer features. So this was a realistic way to get anything working at all. We even have some implementation of Undo, which is a bit fragile, but kind of works, using also the the first question which we started with is which CRDT should we use, and we looked at a few papers. It definitely looked like there were very smart people working on CRDTs, were much smarter than we are, so we should reuse an existing library and not write our own. So we picked the WIRES CRDT library, and this, as it happens, was also the first Rust code that anybody integrated into Writer at all, which is otherwise C++. Why we choose YS? Because it has a rich text editing type of YText that supports all of the features that the edit engine text editing component in our application offers. So there are actually two text editing components. The other one is Writer itself, basically. But the comments use Edit Engine. Yeah, so we wrote a lot of boring serialization code. What does the CRDT itself look like? So we have a Y document. It contains a map of comments. Each comment has an anchor position that is just two integers, which have to be manually updated for any editing of the Writer document. And that's why you can only insert and delete comments. Then we have a map of properties that the comment has, and the YText itself that basically duplicates all of the states of the internal edit engine edit document. So the way it works, the user does something, then it goes into the edit engine, and that then updates the YText, and that it's sent over the network, and the other end it is received, is applied to the YText, and then that updates the edit doc, and then somehow invalidates the window, and the user sees the update. And actually, it turned out that figuring out how this invalidation and updating things should work in our own code was took more time to figure out than the YS libraries interface and so on, and how to use that. So, Then we also have the cursors. So for each peer, we have a cursor, as you could see in the demo. In Writer, it's just two integers. In Edit Engine, we could also use the weak reference from the OIS library. How does it work? Well, it kind of works, yeah. We can do all of the formatting. We have cursors. We have Undo, which is a bit fragile. As I said, wireless basically as itself it works. We had just one problem with an experimental feature. We only tested with two peers. There are some open questions that I don't know the answers to, and I think we are out of time.
But you have time to find the answers. Thank you very much.